Welcome, little ones, to Bedtime Stories with Nana Shell. I hope you've had an amazing day, and I'm so excited to be able to read to you a bedtime story tonight. Now make sure you've brushed your teeth and you've got your pajamas on. Tuck yourself into bed and rest your head on your pillow, and let's dive into a story to wish you good night. Big Bird's Red Book. Once upon a sleepy time, Big Bird enjoyed showing his readers what the colour red looks like in this red giggle-inducing story. Let's begin. This book is going to be about things that are red, like,
red things.
To start off, I'm going to show you what the colour red looks like. I've got something red right here in this bag.
Something red.
That's funny. I know I put something red in here this morning. Red is a very, very beautiful colour. I think you're going to like it. Meanwhile, in the background, a red car crashes into a red apple cart.
Just hold on a minute. I know there's something red in here somewhere.
Oh dear. A red tow truck has pulled up. Another red car has passing by, and all the red apples are rolling along the road.
I seem to have some birdseed in here, but birdseed isn't red.
Oh, meanwhile, a red marching band is now coming down the street.
Hey, none of this stuff is red.
Oh my gosh, in the background, Little Red Riding Hood has even joined the scene, and the little red door.
I wonder what happened. I was sure I put something red in this bag.
Oh my gosh, now Santa's there in his red sleigh.
And the Queen is coming through and she's got red petals being thrown out in front of her.
I guess this is the wrong bag. Golly, I must have put all the red things in some other bag.
Didn't I have another bag with me a few minutes ago?
No, wait a minute. Maybe that was yesterday.
Say, I'm really sorry. I'm afraid this book hasn't been as interesting as I'd hoped.
Squash. Oh my gosh, what is that?
That's funny. That bag was full of tomatoes. I wonder why anyone would leave a bag full of tomatoes on this bench.
I think that might have been the bag he was looking for.
And that is the story about Big Bird showing his readers what the colour red looks like.
Well, little ones, I hope you enjoyed our bedtime story. It's now time for our nightly prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep. I pray the earth my soul to keep, that angels watch me through the night and wake me with the morning light. Good night, moon. Good night, stars. Good night, little ones.